Hey everyone, Brewster K here. Hope you're all doing okay. So today I'm gonna have a little chat about what I believe is the number one thing that stops anybody from actually starting up their own business, getting an idea off the ground, becoming an entrepreneur, etc., etc. Normally you'd think that it would be something like money, not having enough funds, not having the right idea. I strongly believe that's not the case. The number one thing that I truly believe stops people from actually doing the stuff that they really want to do is procrastination. I'm saying that because I am the biggest person who has procrastinated over things for years now. I've been listening to YouTube, to all the biggest gurus, all the biggest people who are entrepreneurial people who want to help you to make a success of your life. I've been doing that for literally 3 years solid now, every morning and every night. So every morning when I wake up, the first thing I do is put on YouTube, I'll watch a Gary Vee video, I'll go to work, do my 9-to-5, come home, spend time with the family, and then when I get into bed, I spend literally an hour every single night listening to YouTube about how to do the stuff that I really want to do. I've done that for 3 years, and I'm still not actually doing all the stuff I want to do. Don't get me wrong, I've started doing a lot of things. Here I am on this podcast, this is one. But the biggest problem I've had is procrastination. And I absolutely believe that that's the biggest challenge for pretty much most people trying to start out. It's really easy when you've got your 9-to-5 job, you've got enough money coming into the household, and all you're trying to do is just start off on the side, and you've got the distractions of the family life, you've got your friends wanting to meet you, you've got parties, you've got the new box set coming out, Game of Thrones is starting new season, and yeah, it's really nice and it's really cool to sit and chill out and just enjoy everything that's going on around you, and that's exactly what I've been doing for most of the first 2 years of me starting this to YouTube, and not actually acting on what you're supposed to be doing. You know, you listen to people like Gary Vee, and he literally spent 20 years of his life every single day working his ass off with every single spare minute of his time. Is that practical for everybody? Probably not. It's really hard to do. However, having an hour every day, and just 1 hour a day, to do something towards getting towards your goal can make so much difference. I've found that as well in my personal life. So I set myself a goal of every single hour, every single day, that I would do a piece of exercise. And I'm talking about any type of exercise. That could be 10 press-ups, that could be 5 sit-ups, that could be walking up the stairs 3 times, or it could be going hardcore and doing a full workout. Every single day, if you think about this logically, if I was to do 10 press-ups every day for a year, do you not think that my arms would be lovely and ripped and muscly? Of course they would. And it's the same for starting up in what you want to do. Literally, a little bit of time every day. If you're not going to commit to doing every minute of every day when you're not working your 9-to-5, i.e. coming home, having some food, and then working from 7 through to 1, 2 in the morning doing what you want to do. If you can't commit to that, if you find it really hard, just doing a minimum of an hour a day will make so much difference in your life. Since I've been listening to the videos, I've released 2 ebooks. I've published a children's book. I started doing these podcasts. I set up my own business. I'm starting now to build some new software. I'm doing stuff. I'm actually doing it. Now, I'm not anywhere close to being successful right now, but I've realized that the hardest challenge that I've still got, I still find it really hard now, is procrastinating and not actually doing. It came to realization when my wife said to me that I used to stand there and speak to people about how they need to, you know, start earning a bit on the side in case the economy crashes, and, you know, to have that little bit of a side income, even if they're not going to do something full time that they love. And my wife turned around to me and she said, "Bruce, you can't tell people that because you're not actually doing it yourself. You're just preaching what you hear on YouTube," which is so true. It's absolutely true, and it makes me look, to be fair, like a bit of an idiot, because people will just look at me and go, "Why aren't you doing it yourself?" So I've stopped doing that now. I've stopped talking to people about how their life should be all about making side money and setting up their own business and not staying in the corporate world and all that. And now I'm just going to start getting on with it and doing my own stuff. And hopefully in a few years' time, I will be able to sit there and start talking the talk and have made it and been successful. So just wanted to get that message out there. Procrastination is the biggest problem, in my view. Just commit to 1 hour a day, literally 1 hour a day. And if you're literally just starting out at the start of your journey, the best advice I can give you is take 1 hour a day just to search YouTube, Google stuff, and just learn about what you want to do. And if you don't know what you want to do, literally Google and say, how to work out what I want to do with my life, how can I improve my life, how do I generate ideas for making business. It's all there. It's all there for the taking. So literally, if you spend 1 hour a day just doing that, that will be the starter for you. And then once you've started to get an idea of what you want to do, start putting it into action. 1 hour a day, every day, surely you can afford 1 hour a day. The difference you'll see very, very quickly will be phenomenal. So that's the end of this session. So I will speak to you soon. Have a good day and over and out. Bye now.